Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It had two compartments, and we just read a little bit about it. There's the holy place. That's where only the priest could enter. Outside the holy place was what's called the court, where all the Jews, and outside of that was the court of the Gentiles. And you know all of that, how all of that worked. The Gentiles could not enter into that court area for the Jews, or they'd be killed. And it was called that middle wall of partition. Interesting study there, and I won't get into all that. But the Gentiles could come there, but they couldn't go any farther. When the Bible talks about that middle wall of partition has been broken down, that's what it talks. It's talking about now. Everybody could come to Jesus, Jew or Gentile. But during the days of the tabernacle, or during the days of the temple, the Gentiles had to come only so far. And then the Jewish people could come inside, but they couldn't come into the holy place. Only the holy place would be entered daily by the priest. And daily they would minister, and we're going to look at that again in just a minute. They would service, and literally the word service means worship. It wasn't busy work. It was the things that they had to do as part of a worship and of sacrifices, and they did it daily. And then behind the veil, we're going to look at this here and open it up a little bit farther, but I'll get you kind of an overview. Behind, there's a veil that separated the holy place, and it was 30 foot by 15 foot by 15 high. The veil separated it, which means the Holy of Holies was 15 foot square. Does that make sense to you? He cut the 45 foot length at the 30 and the 15. So the Holy of Holies was 15 by 15 by 15. That's where the Ark of the Covenant and all, that's where it sat. And only the high priest could enter into that place once a year on the Day of Atonement. So you get a picture about the tabernacle, 45 by 15 by 15. Then you have the veil at 30 foot into the tabernacle is that veil where only the high priest could go once a year. In verse number 2, it talks about wherein was the candlestick. The candlestick. When we think of the candlestick, most people think of candles that are, you know, the wax candles. Matter of fact, my wife bought some. We went to Rural King Friday. I bought some of them wax candles that you, and she didn't like them. They didn't smell good. They smell good in the box, but you put them on the little burner, and they just didn't have it. So she ordered something from Walmart. If you can't find it, go to Walmart, okay? Anyway, we think of candles. We think candlestick. We think of those candles. No, no, no. This had pure virgin olive oil and burning. That's what the priest would do every day, every day. Make sure the oil was in there, and they'd keep the candlesticks burning and all. So other places it's called a lampstand. Here it's called a candlestick. And anyway, just so you know, they're not seven candles sticking up. It's actually oil that's burning with the wicks and all. And it's interesting that the golden candlestick, it was a seven-branch lampstand made of pure gold. It's interesting to note that there were no windows in the tabernacle. No windows. So only the candlestick, that was the only light that the priest would get as they would minister in that 30 by 15 by 15 tent. Their only light, they didn't have light electricity. It was that candlestick that it would burn. There's so much here, and I have to move on. The candlestick not only provided the only light in the tabernacle for them to minister in the holy place. The candlestick pictured Jesus, who is the light of the world. John 8:12. I mentioned everything that's been the altar outside. One day we'll have a study of the whole tabernacle. Brother Bobby Sparks is the authority on that. But before you enter the tabernacle, you have the brazen altar and all where the sacrifices are made and all. But anyway, you enter into the holy place and you see the candlestick. It's over here on the left side. And it pictures Jesus as being the light of the world. John 18:12. And then it mentions a table. A table was on the right, as you enter, is on the right side of the tabernacle. It's called the table of showbread. And it was made of shittim wood, acacia wood, from acacia tree. It was covered with gold. Now, this table is interesting. Again, just so you know, the sizes of these things is smaller than that communion table. It was 3 foot long, 1.5 foot wide, and 2 and 3 inches high, the table of showbread. It was 3 feet long. That is probably, how long is that temple? 4 foot, roughly. So it's small. It's smaller than this table, our communion table. So you get a picture of it. We think it's some big, and if you want to get the measurements, you see in Exodus 25. You can refer back to Exodus 25 where it talks about the candlesticks and the table of showbread. So it was made of wood, covered with gold, 3 foot long, 1.5 feet wide, 2 foot, 3 inches high. And it had it held 12 loaves of bread, representing God's fellowship with the 12 tribes of Israel. In other words, those 12 loaves of bread represented each of the tribes of Israel. And it's interesting, every Sabbath, the priests, one of their ministering jobs that they would do, they would have to replace every week on the Sabbath that bread. And they would have to eat that bread. They don't take it outside. They would have to eat those 12 loaves of showbread in the tabernacle. How they did it, I don't know if they did it all at once or they just kind of shared it around. I don't know how, the Bible does not say. But it did command them to eat that showbread inside, not to take it outside. And we know that the Bible speaks of Jesus being the bread of life, the sustainer of life. So even the table and the bread pointed to Jesus. Then it talks about the gold here in verse number 2. The golden altar of incense was in the veil. Okay, that's not in verse number 2, but when we look at it, in the tabernacle, there was a golden altar of incense, which is very interesting. It stood right before the veil, right in the middle of the tabernacle. And the golden altar stood at the entrance of the Holy of Holies. Very important to understand this. It also was made of shittim wood from an acacia tree, covered with gold, standing 3 foot high and 1.5 feet square. In other words, that altar would be smaller than this pulpit here. This is more than this is almost 2 foot wide here. So you're probably looking about here. That altar incense is only this size, square, and it's 3 feet high. So it's not very tall. So when we think of these things, we think, boy, there's some kind of big, no. And they had to move these. Remember, again, this is just when God's presence moved, they had to move. So they had to take the tabernacle down, set it up wherever God set his presence up in the Shekinah glory. That's where they would set that tabernacle up again, and God's presence would be there day and night. But when it would move, they'd have to take the staves out and pick it up and fold the tent up and move it again and go somewhere else. So it had to be transported. Anyway, it's interesting. I want to show you something special about this altar of incense. Exodus chapter 30, verses 5 through 9. Exodus 30, verses 5 through 9. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood and overlay them with gold, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. He's talking about now this altar of incense. It's before the veil. Verse number 7. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. Every morning. When he dresses the lamps. Remember, talk about the candlesticks. When he does that, the priest does that. Make sure that every morning that incense is burning. And he shall burn incense on it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.